What is the difference between orcs and Uruk-hai? Are Uruk-hai just tougher orcs or something completely different? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and other great fantasy books and TV shows like The Witcher. If you're interested in that, please click on the subscribe button in the bottom right of your screen. We have looked before at the nature of orcs, about how Morgoth originally created them early in Middle-earth's history from elves he corrupted, or possibly humans or animals or something else. Tolkien did change his mind a bit on that point. I did a video on that as well, if you're interested. How they were bred rather than each created individually from scratch, and although they are almost all on the side of evil, they are not unredeemable, in Tolkien's words. Some even have some quite positive traits. That said, because they were originally fashioned by Morgoth, they were tied to him, fiercely loyal, a loyalty which passed over to Sauron after Morgoth's fall, for the most part anyway. And for most of the history we read in the Silmarillion, stretching over millennia, they were Morgoth and then Sauron's standard troops in dozens of wars and hundreds of battles. The Dark Lords kept using them because they were effective, loyal, easy to grow quickly into a large army, from an immortal's perspective at least, and as a deliberate mockery of the elves, Morgoth seems to have had, for want of a better phrase, a bit of a soft spot for them. They were his own idea and corruptions, an entire army mocking the original creations of Eru Ilúvatar. But taking a step back, I think even Morgoth would have had to recognise that orcs still fell short of being the ideal troops. They don't like sunlight, to start with, to the extent that they won't go out in it unless forced. That alone would be enough to put a dampener on many battle plans, and is probably part of the reason why Sauron and Morgoth so often sent a darkness across the land before launching an attack. Orcs are also disorganised, and not exactly the cleverest race on Middle-earth. They had none of the subtlety of crafting skills that elves or dwarves had, for example, and unless kept under strict control, often broke out into infighting. They needed controlling. Despite many attempts, an army based on orcs had never managed to conquer Middle-earth. During Sauron's long Third Age recovery and rebuilding time, he must have realised this, because it was during the 4 centuries of the Watchful Peace, when Sauron had fled from Dol Guldur and was building his forces among the Easterlings, that the Uruk-hai were bred in Minas Morgul. They emerged in the year 2475 of the Third Age, destroying the symbolically and strategically important Gondorian city of Osgiliath. These new Uruks — Uruk, incidentally, is just the black speech word for orc, and Hai is folk, so orc folk — were larger, faster, stronger, and more intelligent and disciplined than regular orcs. They carried on infesting Ithilien and Osgiliath for years after their initial invasion, leaving it the ruined city we saw in the films. And this is where a little bit of confusion comes in, because in the movies it appears that the Uruk-hai are Saruman's invention and his alone. We see them emerge from that yucky, membranous kind of cocoon, and they are described as a crossbreed between orcs and goblin men. Well, sort of. As we've seen, Saruman didn't invent Uruk-hai. That was Sauron, or his lieutenants in Mordor, but Saruman did undoubtedly double down on the idea. When building his army, Saruman didn't really bother with the old basic kind of orcs. He went straight to breeding Uruk-hai, as well as having human Dunlendings, some half-orcs, and so on. Saruman seems to have got the idea and whatever techniques are needed from Sauron himself. We know he studied Sauron and his arts intensely. And although we don't have any exact descriptions of how Uruk-hai were made, we do have some hints and some speculation. They were clearly orc-based. They are a variant on orcs rather than anything else, hence their black speech name being orc folk, and they will have been bred, not just magicked out of thin air. Only Eru Ilúvatar can create things ex nihilo in this universe, so they are orcs crossed with a bit of something else, or some things else, and twisted and corrupted with dark magic. Exactly what extra element is added to the orcish DNA is never made 100% clear, but there are hints that it might be at least partly human. Uruk-hai tend to be taller, more intelligent, and less averse to light, all things that are slightly more human. And Treebeard, on seeing Saruman's Uruk-hai, thinks that they are somehow improved orcs, or orcs crossed with humans in some way. He calls this idea a black evil. Whatever the exact chemistry that was going on there, there do appear to be some subtle differences between the two kinds of Uruk. The Uruks from Barad-dûr, Sauron's Uruks, are still quite orcish, long-armed and crook-legged. They see better in the dark and so on. Saruman's Uruk-hai are taller, broader, and even better able to operate in sunlight. The suggestion is that although Saruman may not have come up with the concept of Uruk-hai, he tweaked it for his own purposes and improved it. Saruman's Uruk-hai had an elvish rune of an S on their helm, and the white hand of Saruman emblazoned on their shields. He gave them better equipment too, broadswords rather than crude scimitars, and great bows made of yew wood, like human bows. Sauron's Uruks had the Red Eye of Sauron as their symbol on their shields and standard orc weaponry. Noticeably, Sauron still reverted to the standard darkening of the skies tactics before marching out his forces in the assault on Minas Tirith to maximise their night vision advantages, presumably against humans, whereas Saruman made his Uruk-hai march through daylight. In short, Sauron's Uruk-hai seems to have been used by him as basically just a slightly better version of his classic orcish, whereas Saruman seems to have treated his Uruk-hai as a different type of soldier altogether, a troop able to meet humans and elves in the daylight with no disadvantage. So what is the difference between orcs and Uruk-hai? It depends on which version of Uruk-hai you are talking about, Saruman's or Sauron's. Both, however, are an upgrade as far as fighting skills go. They are taller, stronger, and more disciplined. Basically, Sauron just leveled up the orcs. Perhaps he was still enamoured with his old master Morgoth's original mockery of the elves and didn't want to change them too much. We'll never know. But Saruman took it one step further and tried to create a fighting force that retained the strengths of the orcs whilst eliminating some of their weaknesses. Saruman's Uruk-hai's ability to operate in daylight and their closer resemblance to humanity were game changers. He developed an army in secret, underground, and swiftly. Sauron took centuries to build up his Uruk army, whereas Saruman did his in a rush. We can only speculate what might have happened had he the time to create an even larger army of them. Perhaps Helm's Deep would have fallen, and Rohan would not have been able to come to Minas Tirith's aid on the Pelennor Fields. Aragorn would not have been able to march on the Black Gates, and Sauron would not have turned his gaze and moved his forces there. Perhaps things would have been very different. The Uruk-hai were not just slightly better orcs, they were potential game changers in the entire history of Middle-earth, if they'd had time. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen now. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.